Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen. Brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3 bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.
Yeah, what's up, y'all? What's going on, brother?
Dream Champs Radio, baby.
Legendary Queens rapper.
Hey, hang, Sangria, this your boy N.O.R.E.
He's a Miami hip-hop pioneer.
What up, is DJ EFN.
Together, they drink it up with some of the biggest players in music and sports.
You know what I mean?
The most professional, unprofessional podcast and your number one source for drunk facts.
This is Drinks Champ Radio, where every day is New Year's Eve.
Let's go!
Hey, hey, Sangria, hope you're sabia. It's your boy, N-O-R-E.
What up,
it's
DJ EFN.
And it's Drink Champs Motherfucking Podcast. Make some noise! I'm drinking Aqua Hydrate. You can tell I was hanging out with Puff, huh?
Yeah.
I gotta stop.
Obviously.
Like,
well, I'm drinking Presidente.
I only got 6 hours when I hang out.
It's Dominican Day, everybody. Make some noise! Are you serious? Yeah, it's Independence Day.
Yeah,
I've been congratulating all Dominicans I know.
So that was yesterday, but they'll get this. Today is Tuesday. The
when we release.
Yeah, it's going to release. So Tuesday the what? The
28th.
Last day.
End of
the month.
Drink Aqua Hydrate. But yesterday it was Dominicans Independence Day. So why y'all niggas are independent? Y'all niggas need a country.
No, they
don't need to be
they
independent.
They became independent from Spain.
Dominican Republic. Certain parts, y'all need a president. God damn it.
We got our own country.
Yeah.
Haiti, we gave a little part to Haiti.
Gave a little part to Haiti.
Excuse me. You guys are still slaves of Haiti.
Relax.
We gave you that little part. Who's calling now?
It's Cons? Hold on, put you on a podcast live. Hold. Cons and Chris, what's going on, brother? How you doing? You on Drink Champs? Make sure you know. Yo, Khan, so I know you're a battle type of person. I know you battle.
He was going to battle Reverend Run, wasn't he?
Yeah. You battle Reverend Run. What are you feeling this Remy Ma, Nicki Minaj thing right now? What are you feeling?
As far as speaking on the record, I will say that it's one of the highlights of 2017 so far. Definitely some serious, Remy put some serious bars on the table. So, you know, we got a history with the Bronx and Queens that dates back to Chris and Shan. So, you know, this is
very true.
This is gonna end up being a benchmark situation. And, you know,
What happens if Nicki doesn't respond?
I think, you know, the thing is, Nicki's in a tricky space right now. You know what I mean? You know, and you know, I gotta just put on the table that, you know, Pap and Remy, they, you know, they definitely peoples. So, you know, and Nicki's from Queens, so I gotta kind of like be really careful how I word this.
Tell me about it.
But I think, you know, DJ Enough brought up a good point. He said Big never responded to hit him up.
But he did. Well, who shot you?
7 today.
But he did.
Which was. But, and I had a conversation with Cuzzo, shout out to Q-Tip, and he was like, but, he was, who shot you, and this and that.
Exactly.
So, but he never named Pac. He never named Pac. The closest he came to naming Pac was a joint that was supposed to come out. I always end up dropping jewels on Drink Champs.
That's
it was
right.
The joint that Jay Dilla did.
Wow.
For that JD did for Busta that never came out. That was supposed to be Biggie, Nas, and Method Man, and was supposed to be on the coming album. And that's we heard the verse later. I think it was on Born Again. We was like, diamonds in the front, some rooftop, dipping in lean with the gangster lean. You see Ubi, the ugliest, Brooklyn Loch Ness. Actor nigga one for test. That verse was about Pac. Obviously, he ended it with saying, I twist your body round and round, upside down. But he never really. That verse was that was the only time he dissed Pac was on that joint. It didn't come out because it was so much it was so because that it was so much politics at the time with
but even that it was like I could see Big not coming back on Pac because he felt like what Pac is accusing him for, Big was innocent. This is something totally different. This is something that Nicki has to actually respond or she loses her real rap fans. Do you not agree?
Well, the thing is, in my opinion, and this is just my opinion, how I look at it like it being it has like a tablespoon of the Pac and Big, and I feel like it got a tablespoon of 50 and Ja. Mm. You know what I'm saying? I think the worst thing.
I got all my bars too, look.
That's
the people. Where
you go? It's the feds.
The hip hop cops.
hold on, Kant.
Repeat that.
Hello?
Yeah.
Yeah. My bad. Your phone went out. Say that again. I'm sorry.
Or not.
It's the feds.
We lost. We lost Conscript. We still live though, right?
Yeah,
he called back. We put him up. So that's been the craziest things that happened this week is this Remy Ma. Now I didn't even ask you, E. What did you feel of the situation?
I think it's dope, man. Because we haven't had a female battle.
That's true.
So I think it's dope for female MCs.
Mm. Okay. Here go Cons. Yeah, Cons. We lost you for a second.
Yeah. Where we left off at?
Tablespoon of
Johnson. Yeah, two tablespoons.
Yeah, tablespoon. When you said tablespoon.
All right, so what I'm trying to say is that it also has a tablespoon of John 50. You know what I'm saying?
Uh huh.
Se jodió la cosa.
Even though, like, it's a phrase that John actually coined that people use now, I think because John was in such a hit making mode. That 50 kind of pulled him out of his element with the ballad. You know what I'm saying?
And what phrase are you talking about? Clapback?
Clapback.
Okay, yeah, you know, okay.
When anybody say anything about anybody now, it's a clapback.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? So John was the first person to ever... Clapback was the first time that it was used in that content. You mm-hmm. know what I'm saying? But I think that John was like in such a hit-making... formula record phase in his career that, you know what I'm saying, him jumping back into that was kind of like him being a little bit of a fish out of water. That's not to take anything away from him as the MC. It's just where he was at in his career. And I think with Nicki, you know what I'm saying, she's in a similar place. You know what I'm saying? Like, Remy don't really have nothing to lose.
Mm. Nah.
You know what I mean? Remy don't have nothing to lose. You got everything to gain from this. And so I think Nicki gotta really be careful. Like, I'm gonna be honest. Like, that's just my personal opinion. It's no shade and no slander. But I think she definitely gotta be careful because she could end up on the short end of the stick with this.
Mm.
If she does reply, because if it ain't gully enough, if she on a trap beat,
she can't reply talking about money and record sales. She gotta have balls.
Nah, she gonna have to go. She gonna have to go, and she gonna have to go on a real nigga beat. Like, she gotta really go on a nigga beat.
Hit him up.
None of this is nice.
Right.
Nothing about this is nice right now. Like, when niggas is out here saying that your ass deflated,
right.
Shit like that. and before the butt job, you was a SpongeBob.
Right.
None of this is nice.
Yeah, it's not funny. It's not funny.
It's not funny games right now. It's like... This is niggas' livelihoods is on the line, so you know we gonna see what's up.
Now the last thing before we get about here, recently Swiss Beatz and Just Blaze had a battle. We got them calling in a little later. What did you think about that?
I thought it was dope. I thought it was dope that they did it spontaneously. I thought it was dope that it wasn't like promoted like the Soulja Boy Chris Brown fight. I thought it was just like
right.
It was just hot. It was just hot that they jumped on the IG. They ain't make it about. It wasn't no build up to the shit. It was just like, you know what I'm saying? Like, if you caught it, you caught it. And if you didn't, then you had to hear about it and you had to go look for it. And I actually watched it the day after.
Me too.
It came out and shit because I was running around and shit, but I actually literally sat there and watched 2.5 hours of that shit. That shit was dope. You know what I'm saying? You know, obviously they both got extensive catalogs, and you know, that shit was dope. That shit was dope. You know, they two different kind of people, so the way that they went about presenting their records, it was good because, you know, Swiss is more of a showman because he's like slasher artist, but then you got Just, who's like a, you know, he's like a nerd out guy with the shit, so he wants to set it up differently and shit. Yep. And, you know, I enjoyed it.
Well, let's make some noise for Carson Chris, goddamn it. Yo, Carson, I'm locking your number in. Let's speak to each other tomorrow. I got you.
All right, cool. I'll tag you early and shit. I'm going to send you that.
All right, no problem. I got you. All right, one love. Right,
my dog.
All right, Pete. Make some noise for Carson. Goddamn it. So before Carson, would you say he was getting to something?
I said it's dope. Like, when do you remember last Roxanne. Two film MCs going at
Roxanne
it?
Roxanne Shante, right?
That's what I'm saying.
That's the 80s,
not,
right?
Not in our generation, necessarily.
Is that the 80s or that's the 90s?
80s.
That's late 80s.
Late 80s. Roxanne Shante with the real Roxanne, right?
Roxanne.
And that might have been some other ones, like maybe.
MC Light. I think I want to say MC Light had.
I don't want to say, like, Bahama D might have had battles.
Had the beat all glossed down? That was a diss?
Nicki what?
With who?
Who?
Foxy and Kim.
Well, Lil' Kim and Foxy Brown kind of
didn't engage rap again.
Yeah, they didn't do it on.
But I don't think on this level of like straight bars, like
straight bars.
Females haven't had that.
Remy came
in a long time.
Remy got bars.
Remy got bars.
Remy is super.
I think it's dope. I think it's dope.
Like,
as long as they keep it on wax, it doesn't turn into some other weird shit.
I would love to keep it on wax, but I think that. I think that Nicki has to respond. If she sits back and she, you know, plays the role of being like, I'm too big for that.
Nah, she needs to respond.
Even if she loses. Do you think it's too late?
Nah, it's never too late.
You don't think the 48-hour thing?
Nah. She got up to a
if
week
she
or
got
two.
A hit, they're going to wait like for it. Yeah, like they're going to wait for it. Yeah. But so right now.
So she still keeps making hits and those things.
She's still writing.
She's not that stupid.
Nah. She needs to respond.
She got to respond.
But she's going to lose respect from
home. Yo, I go at people from my hood that make diss records about me that nobody don't know.
That's a fact.
Nobody don't know them. I still give it to them. Give them the business. Be like, yo, just remember, I rap. Like, for real. Like, you know what I'm saying? I go at the dude that never going to make it off my block. He want to say something smart about me, I give it to him. Like, yo, for real. So, because you got to keep that competitive spirit or you're not a rapper. And
that's what makes you a rapper.
Here's the deal. This is the back-to-back camp. Let's just be clear. This camp comes from back-to-back. That record was phenomenal. That record was a hit record. The record won a Grammy, and the record was a club record.
Yeah. He didn't wait.
It's going to be very crazy if Nicki makes a hit record this record.
That would be crazy.
Like, because that's what Drake did. Yeah. Drake changed the game. He made a diss record.
And that's why she might be, like, that's why it's not coming out quickly.
It looks like she's out
playing
here.
It all out. It's the strategy.
Shooting a video with Future.
Drake is going to ghostwrite.
I ain't saying. I don't even care.
He might be on the hook.
Yeah, no. I don't think. I think that would be sucker shit if Nicki has Wayne on the record.
Nah, she needs to do
you got a Future on the record. Anybody? This should be a cat fight between two females, and that's it. Right. Nicki
got bars.
Remy went in with bars.
Nicki got bars too.
Called
it's
your
gonna
brother,
be entertaining.
Pedophile.
It's gonna be good for hip hop, man.
Yeah. Great for hip hop. Great for women.
Yeah, man. I think.
But Nicki needs to come back.
She has to come back, man. I feel like
I think she will, man.
Every fan that she has will be disappointed. Like, I'm not talking about the fans that's fans of the Barbie movement. I'm talking about her from early when she was down with Dirty Money, the Diddy shit. Big up to Fendi and all that. Like, when she was down with them and she was on the Come Up DVDs,
she
was a female battle rapper.
Yeah, she was nasty.
She has to remember that. Like, sometimes you gotta go pull up those DVDs, remember that.
Yeah.
Because one,
go put your big girl.
Because one, you already have the audience. You already know that you got more money than Nicki Remy Ma. We know that, though. We already know you got more hit records than her. We know that. But Remy said something that was crazy. She said she's the queen of rap, not the queen of record sales. Now the queen of top. She says she's the queen of rap. So you gotta dispose that. You gotta discrown that. And I think that if she goes in and makes a hit record, that's a diss song, I think it would change the outlook. But as of now, if she doesn't, this whole week, the memes are going to get better.
The memes are pretty crazy right now.
That's a 7-minute joint, and I actually had to listen to it 2 or 3 times. Like, it wasn't just once. Like, cause I was missing bars.
A lot of shit.
And everybody's saying that she held back because she wants to be able to come back again.
I don't know.
That's what some people are saying.
Yeah, I don't know.
She sounded like she went all out.
I mean, that's what some people are saying.
But she is a bit more. We know she got up. She can't
Now, Remy ain't playing, and the crazy shit is coming. Remy ain't playing as she's street. She's hood about it. She's hood about it. Like, she's actually about that. Like,
she means
she will shoot you.
But here's the thing, Nikki. You got way too much bread. You make a dope record and you don't ever gotta see ya. But you gotta come back. Because if you don't come back, it's a certain part of hip hop that you just lost.
Yep.
So, like, what if she comes back and it's not as hard as.
Well, Drake came and it wasn't as hard. Remember Charged Up? Yeah. Remember Charged Up? Wasn't it? Then he came back with
back to back.
You know what I'm saying? Big up to Meek Mill, by the way. I see Meek Mill out in Atlanta. You know what I'm saying? Definitely would like to get him on the show. But yeah, I think Nikki should come back, man. I think Nikki should come back.
I think she will, man. I think so.
Time is ticking.
We was at Puff Daddy house, and even he said she got 48 hours.
Oh,
wow. That's fast, man.
Puffy gave him 48 hours?
40. Yeah. It's an unofficial rule. It's an unofficial rule in hip-hop. If somebody diss you, you got about 2.5 days to respond.
The first 48?
Yeah, I'm going to let her live for a week.
Yeah, but I could let her live for a week. But I just can't let her live if she just totally ignore it. Like, this.
Nah,
didn't happen. Like, you know what I'm saying? Like, Trash made a diss record of me. I had to make a diss record back. I tried to ignore it. Everywhere I went, people were like, yo, what's up with Trash? So I had to go and make a diss record. It's just what it is. But I'll give him a week. I will give him a week, like you said.
That's real stuff.
I think she's trying to be the better girl, you know, the better person.
Nikki? Yeah. You can't be the better girl.
Well, like what we were saying, like Biggie was apparently trying to do?
This is hip-hop.
She talked about your man. She said you can't get online without Safari, which is a brilliant line, by the way.
Nah, it was
brilliant, because you can't get online without Safari. It's very brilliant. very brilliant line. She was, the way she was coming out of, you know, Ghost Riders, you fuck Wayne, Gucci told you suck his dick and you back with them. Let's say it was disrespectful.
Where she got all this information?
Big up to Trey Songz for being thrown in the hot pot. I actually was supposed to speak to Trey Songz too.
Where she got all these informations though? Like, is this is fact or she just rapping?
Listen. When you about to write a diss record, you become CSI. You do your research. You find. You get everything. So she did her research, or Meek Dola. Because the way she said that Meek said he seen the
smash with
they let him smash for 3 months. Like, even if it's a lie, it sounds dope. Like, it sounds like it's the truth.
It's convincing.
Big up to Ebro in the morning for being his face was red all morning. You had to watch that, Ebro.
And it's 2017. It's the day of alternative facts. Alternative facts.
Let's name this show right now. Alternative facts.
Alternative facts.
We have our drunk facts.
We have drunk facts is alternative facts.
That's right. Yeah.
And today, I feel like if I was Nikki, I would get with Drake, and I would say, help me guide a way, like, to craft this.
Nah. Why? I agree. Why not?
Why?
No one was
going. As long as he's not on the record.
If she does that,
I felt like I heard some Pac-Man's bars in there somewhere. I don't know. I could be wrong. But
you can be right. As long as she's alone on the record.
But she's alone on the record. Going on the hand. So I'm not saying put Drake on the record. I'm saying tell Drake to help you craft some shit.
A hug.
Yeah, because you got to make it casual. That's the thing about back-to-back. You want to sing that. You want to say, I want to run that Ray and Wesley. You can never check me. You know what I mean? I want to know who William Wesley as he was. Nigga, like, who is that nigga?
William West is a Haitian guy.
Yeah, he is not Haitian. That's what I'm saying.
Everybody's Haitian for you.
Relax.
But yeah, so I think Nicki gotta respond. I think it's imperative that she do it. I think that she would be letting down a whole bunch of, you know, I don't even want to make it a barrel thing, even though Consequence did point that out. It's very true. But, you know, you got a whole bunch of people in Queens who respect you. You know, you got fans in the Bronx that respect you. You got fans all over the place. And I think that she owes it to hip-hop for, you know, you gotta come and say something.
Let me ask you something. How you think she's going to do if she does come back? Like, bad, like, oh, spitting.
She
like,
got bars.
She got flow and she
got bars.
She can spit.
She can do it.
Remy got bars. I heard it.
She goes back to her old flow. Like,
and the one where she switches up her accent and her voice. Yeah, she could do all kinds of crazy creative shit.
Yeah, she definitely going to turn Rastafari.
Are you okay? Should we call 911? Should we call 911?
No, we good.
You sure? But
That's what that was. The comedian, Bill Burr, brought that up. Dude was smelling it. He was talking about coughing on the show. Bill Burr.
Sorry, guys.
I'm good. I'm sorry. Don't worry. It's raw cones. It happens.
It's the water. It's not what you think. It's the water.
Yeah. So what were we talking about? I'm totally forgot.
Nicki Minaj.
What
do you think the game?
What did I think would Nicki come with?
Yeah.
I think she has to get angry.
She gotta be angry. You know everything she said about her?
No, no. I think she's. This is her.
She's comfortable right now?
No, I think this is her most uncomfortable time she's ever dealt with. Like, this week has been very uncomfortable. Because when a person does a diss record for you, trust me, I got diss records.
I wasn't expecting that either.
I know if she actually took those shots at Remy Ma, she was supposed to expect that. Because you got to know that she's a beast.
She's a problem.
She's a problem.
She's a problem. She grew up around Mad Haitians.
Like, come on, Pun got on a record with Nas and said, even if I stuttered, I would still shit on you. Like, he tried to kill the illest lyricist in the world. Nice. That's the camp that Remy Ma comes from. You know what I'm saying? But now, Nicki, remember where the camp where you come from. Like, come on, Wayne is a spitter. I don't care what anybody say, Wayne is a spitter. Mm-hmm. And you had to be a spitter. And Drake and these guys make hit records. So I think this is a very interesting battle. I think this is the Nas. I think Khan said it earlier. He said it got traces of 50 and Ja. And then we said traces
Biggie
of
and Pac.
Biggie and Pac. I wouldn't say Biggie and Pac. It got traces of Nas and
Jay. Well, she started Jay. With Sheether, so.
And Nas and Jay, to me. Not Biggie and Pac. I don't think nobody going to die over this. I don't think nobody going to get shot over this.
Right.
So I would relate it a little bit more towards Nas and Jay. You know what I mean? Especially with Sheether. What do you think Jay-Z and Nas is thinking? Like, damn, why this motherfucker had to use that beat again?
She's
like,
And it's a girl beef.
If she comes back on one of those beats, that'd be crazy.
What do you mean she?
What's the other one? One of Jay used?
Takeover? No.
What's it?
Takeover. Randomly calling Ja Rule. He's been in famous battles. Let's see if y'all pick up. Let's see what Ja Rule. Remember what Dave Chappelle said? He said it's a crisis going on. I said, let's go see what Ja Rule is thinking. I might want somebody else who got answers that Ja Rule can. So let's see if Ja Rule picks up the phone.
Jada Kiss and Beanie Sigel was a good battle too.
I was scared of Jada Kiss and Beanie Sigel. I thought somebody said die. That wasn't fun at all. Like, I didn't laugh at Jada Kiss and Beans. Let's talk about some classic battles. What else? Jada Kiss and Beans. Yeah. You know what I was even more scared of?
I got a story about them Philly.
Beans and Styles. Like, because those two dudes at that time reminded me of each other. And they were going to bite each other. Like, if they see
just those two crews, the Locks and State Prop. Like, that was crazy.
What about LL and Cannabis?
LL and Cannabis.
That's classic.
That's classic because of how L did it. L had him on the record.
He did him dirty.
Didn't like what he said.
Did him dirty.
That's classic Def Jam right there. You know, classic, because you know what? I remember being in that Def Jam building and Leon Cohen saying, we are going to crush Cannabis. And the crazy shit is, it's not L who won. It was Def Jam who they protect their artists. Like, I miss those days. And I remember them saying, and you know what some crazy shit is? Cannabis was on Universal. And L was on Def Jam. It's basically the fucking same company. But when it get down to a battle, your label will help kill the people that's cutting the check. I seen that shit. I seen Leon say, man, fuck that. Pull Cannabis record from Hot 97. Get that shit pulled.
That's crazy.
They were playing dirty.
Yeah.
They were playing dirty, bro. That's not fair. So, you know what I mean? That's why if you peep it, the fact that Ether, Nas record, people say it's better than Hov's, and the fact that Nas record won was amazing because I seen what Def Jam do when it's beef, bro. I seen it. They go to war. Like that day when Nas was supposed to hang Jay-Z on Summer Jam stage. Def Jam protected him. Mike Kaiser, he was like, how did you know? I said this on Tax Stone podcast or somebody else podcast, I forget. But Mike Kaiser was like, how the fuck did you know that? Like I was there the day that Nas was supposed to come on Summer Jam. He's supposed to hang Jay-Z on a rope. And Mike Kaiser and the whole Def Jam was sent there to stop him.
That's when Nas went to 105.
And I was there to stop them. You ain't doing that to my man. Nas getting away with this. Nas should have came. He would have been all right. We had 45 niggas in backstage. Let's throw Drake Chaz back in. I think that battle scared me. Pac and Big's battle definitely scared me. Like, I definitely felt the feeling, like...
The one that scares me the most now is the Bieber and the Weeknd beef.
Oh, no, come on. Somebody definitely gonna die. Somebody definitely gonna die.
They're gonna die at the salon, man.
I put my money on the Biebs.
But we had Cube on and we talked. That's a classic.
Vaseline.
And him and Common. Common did the bitching.
Justin Bieber do got the yellow Eminem hair right now.
So you think he might wall out?
Yeah, I think he might be taking ecstasy.
Trying to scrap.
Huh? And Benzino, let's get away, stay away. Yeah. Benzino's a friend of the show. Let's relax.
No, but all those beefs been classic.
It was not classic.
Oh. All of them were classic.
Death Squad and his squad.
But they had like a serious beef.
They never battled on music, did they?
It was 50 Cent Ja Rule.
And Daza
Life. 50 Cent Ja Rule. MC Shan, KRS-One.
I'm with Drink Champ Sports.
And didn't LL and Kumo D battle?
Yeah.
And then KRS-One and Kumo D.
Yeah,
Kumo D.
Kumo D was getting.
He was going in.
He was going at it.
Nikki is definitely out here taking pictures somewhere, bro. She's out here.
Yeah, she's in Miami.
I'm not gonna lie, I would take her if she say she was coming here, but I'm more interested in hearing the record at this point.
That's
like if I had a choice to say I do Drink Champ, so I'm gonna do this record, I'm gonna pick the record.
Do the record.
I'm gonna say
I'll
pick the record.
Then come to Drink Champ.
Then come to Drink Champ. Over me. That record on
Instagram Live it with us. We'll premiere it and then do the show. That'd be crazy.
That'd be a move right there.
Definitely.
Oh shit.
Hector. Antonino's in Miramar. Make sure y'all go get Antonino's in Miramar. You better say Hollywood.
And we at Hazard and Sounds.
Hazmat Studios.
Antonino's at Hazmat. No, Antonino's at
Hazmat. Everything's great.
They deliver. We blowing up.
Kumo D's Haitian on the low. You always wore a French beret, though.
Thank you, brother. What you said, Shawty? Eddie to ask you to come say what's up to the people, baby.
I'm coming right now. I'm coming right now.
About the beef with Uncle Murder and Matt Skills.
And Matt
they
Skills?
They got beef right now? I'm making it up.
Because of the
end of the year track.
Yeah, that's dope.
Yeah, but this is like a Gucci and Jeezy.
Oh, Gucci and Jeezy. That's not funny beef, though, neither.
50 and Ross.
Ross is pretty crazy.
That's not funny.
About the beef with Dream Champs and the other guys.
So, Dalia Wilson?
Let's pick up the Breakfast Club. They just hit 1 million subscribers on YouTube.
Oh, that's dope.
We shouldn't be far from that. Let's big them up, though. They covered the whole beef thing as well this morning. I tuned in. It was, ironically, I got the chance to hear Power 105 this morning and Hot 97. Make some noise for me.
Yeah.
Make it time. Like, I like to, you know, I woke up in the morning. I listened to both stations. It was great because... 105 started around 7, I believe, and they started to talk about it. And then Ebro took his over at around 8 o'clock, so I got a chance to hear both sides. I thought it was, you know, pretty dope. A lot of people think Ebro's lying.
What?
You know, he thinks that he actually did smash Nicki Minaj. You know, Remy Ma says that. A lot of people think Ebro's.
He denies it, though.
He denies it. Somewhat, something in his facial expression.
That's why he said he was red.
Yeah, because you know, a part of every man wants to be attached to this a beautiful woman. You want to say, but if you really didn't hit, it's just everything in your body says don't agree to that.
Right.
So it's a part of his face that when I look at it, I do believe him, and then so that's it. But it was crazy for that to even be brought up. Ebro's name to be brought in the name in the game. Trigger Trey Song's name to be brought in the game. I know Safari and Meek Mill. The game actually went at Meek, right? Because Meek was liking pictures of the trash talking and stuff like that.
Oh shit.
Game really don't like Meek, man. This is like, it's not. I'm not sure about this.
Didn't it get serious out here?
I'm saying because I thought this beef would have blew over by now. Like, I thought, you know, they would have moved on, maybe squashed it, you know. It's not. Whatever the issue is, it seems pretty lingering.
What about Keith and Keith Murphy and Prodigy?
But that never got lyrical, though.
No, that was a bar fight.
Yeah, that never got lyrical.
Nobody.
Yeah, that's right.
CNN and Dog Pound.
Well, CNN and Dog Pound. Yeah, that was a battle. That was considered a battle. That's, you know, actually the closest people I am to on the West Coast is Corrupt and Daz.
They didn't go past that song, though.
Yeah, but it was a song.
No, but it could have. It could have.
No, it could have.
Because, you know, Big died. And, you know, Pac died first, right after that. I believe. What year Pac died?
96.
Well, the record came out in 96, so.
Snoop and Luke?
That wasn't really
No, that was serious over here in Miami. We did Cowards and Country.
We gotta big up this Grey Goose. This is one of the best Grey Gooses on the market, man. It's Grey Goose VX.
So what inspired this?
I don't know. I think it's like with some cognac in it. It's pretty good. Some smooth shit. I like to drink.
It's crazy.
I'm starting to try to drink vodka straight.
Really?
Yeah, I'm trying to. It's my goal. You know. we're basically straight when you're doing a club soda. So, but you know, it's less hangover. Like when I've done it, you know, really? Just hitting the vodka. Yeah, straight.
Well, as long as you don't put no sweet chaser in anything, you're not gonna have a hangover.
What dingleberries you been messing with lately?
I mean, look at the shit on his lip already. You got a dingleberry right there.
Yeah, you got a dingleberry.
Is that a cold sore or what?
No, it's a dingleberry.
Oh, yeah.
I got two more.
Come on.
Okay.
Luda and T.I.
Was that one lyrical? I believe so.
And Duck Down and Bad Boy.
That got out of hand.
Well, listen, we got the Duck Down
and
episode coming. So
we got that coming.
So Eddie, what have you been battling lately, Eddie?
battle of the butts?
Yeah, pretty much.
Yeah?
You know, picking out dingleberries.
Dingleberries?
I got a Haitian chick for you.
Mm. She got dingleberries?
Mm-hmm.
You're looking for dingleberries?
No, I don't. But
that's a criteria?
It's fun picking them out, though. It's fun.
The asshole.
Just right there. Just and it kind of hurts them because
it's tangled up in the hair.
So, you know, they get that little tear when you put it out.
So you like a hairy booty.
I don't. I prefer a non-hairy booty, but,
you know. Bleach or non-bleach?
She look good.
What? Bleach?
I got one for you.
I don't care about the bleach or not bleach.
I got one for you. Perfect.
She bleach or not bleach?
No, she's Haitian, obviously.
She's not bleach.
She live in a one-bedroom box in Berlin.
Box?
So what you think about the battle?
A battle? Yeah,
the battle.
He doesn't know.
Remy Ma.
Oh, nah.
He ain't even heard the song.
You ain't hear the song? He wants to know what's in their booties.
But I like Nicki Minaj.
He was making pizza, baby.
I got nothing to do with what we asked.
That'll be the ass. I bet you.
Did you hear the Remy Ma song?
I heard some of it.
Right.
He was too busy picking out dingleberries.
He was picking out dingleberries.
When I was picking them out, she was listening to it.
The homegirl that you were
scared. Yeah, she's
what, she had her headphones on?
She's roughneck.
I got some garlic rolls for you, bro.
You got garlic rolls?
Yeah.
All right.
Let's go with the garlic rolls.
It ain't no kind of garlic, baby. I got some garlic rolls for you.
You got to see the Just Blaze Swiss Beats battle?
I didn't see that. No.
Where the fuck have you been?
I'm in the pizza trap.
Let's pick up that clip of the pizza shop again.
Antonino's
in Hollywood.
It's in Hollywood right there.
You got a website, heck?
Antonino's Pizza.com.
It's a long one.
I'm open up a pizzeria too. Them up. For
and also, we're at Hazmat Studios.
We are doing
phenomenal work at Hazmat Studios. He got a joint, me and him, a Swiss beat called Parade. And it is hardcore.
Fire.
You know what I'm saying?
What's the site, Haz?
We tried, yeah.
Instagram at Hazmat Studios.
And you got to get your shit on Maps, because...
we got it.
It's Hazmat Specialist.
You can check it out on Instagram now.
Now? When you got
the
it?
Maps?
I just did it.
Today?
No, last week.
I'm gonna check it out.
We ate the same shit.
He was eating with his hands too, like you?
No. Well,
relax. We got the t-shirts and the hoodies out now.
We got the t-shirts.
You got the tissues.
StarRockClothing.com.
Go check them out.
I got the t-shirts and the hoodies. Relax video coming soon.
Big up the Rich Blocko. It's not here today.
Boom.
But we got the relax video coming soon. So we had some calls in. I just wanted to big up, you know, randomly, big up Drink Champs, all of us, you know what I'm saying, from Boris, everybody, you know, Eric, Paul. Everybody behind the scenes, Paul. We're supposed to have Kenny Anderson come today. Just wanted to big up all of us because we're doing it, and we're reporting on hip hop. We're talking about this Nicki Minaj, Remy Ma thing, and slash Just Blaze, slash Swiss Beats. We're gonna have a couple of people call in. Try to get like Fat Joe, maybe. We had Fat Joe live, right? Did he already call in?
We're gonna try to get Puff.
We're gonna try to get
Swiss
and Just Blaze, of course. I should have tried to get Remy Ma, but
try to get it.
You should try.
Relax.
I
don't think they want to do interviews about this.
Right. They just wanted to.
Yeah, I think
it's not exploited.
Of course they do.
What do you mean not exploited?
No, because it's not over. Like, you know, that's what I'm saying.
The point is, it's still fresh.
Still fresh.
We're gonna talk about a couple of random things that have happened.
We got to big up Moonlight for winning Best Picture.
Oh yeah, that was awkward.
From Miami.
That was dope.
Awkward how it went down.
Oh yeah.
But big up to them for winning.
Are they from Miami?
Yeah, the two dudes from Liberty City.
The whole story was about Liberty City.
It's about a dude growing up gay in the hood.
In Liberty City?
In Liberty City.
A dude wrote it.
What?
True.
Huh?
You don't find out
the dude who wrote it, it's like based on his life.
But is he a gangster?
Because he's like in the trap in the movie, he's like in the trap.
It's pretty.
That
is not a Haitian guy.
You
saw it?
Yeah. Oh, he's not Haitian all of a sudden?
You saw it?
Yeah, no, it's good. I saw it on Friday. Yeah, he a little Haitian. He Haitian, bro.
Big up to Antonino's Pizza, too. How you say? The whole crew was over there getting busy.
Yeah, what y'all was doing until now?
Cleaning up and cooking for y'all.
That's right, baby.
Damn.
So I'm going to talk about some random things in hip hop right now. I want to speak on this because it seems like it's getting out of control. This is like the second time I've seen that or heard that Young Dolph has got shot at. And as a person who as an ex-shooter, got shot at.
Mm-hmm.
It's not a good thing when you're getting money and you got to watch your back.
This is a fact.
So I want to wish that brother, you know what I'm saying, safety. I want to wish him well-being. You know, we're hearing about this, you know, it might be drama with him and Yo Gotti. And, you know, as a person who's been through that all, my friends are in jail, you know, bail money back to back, and, you know, having the highest security, whether it be, you know, real security or the hood security, it's just not a good life, man. You know what I'm saying? Like, we're all blessed. We're all here. I don't personally know the young brother, Young Dolph. I've met Yo Gotti and what's the guy's name? The guy with the money all the time, Black Youngster. Mm-hmm. I met them once, maybe twice. Good people, man. You know, I want to hear good things about Young Dolph as well. I just would wish them, you know, if they could fix this, you know, it's all for the love of Memphis. Yeah, all for Memphis. Mm. Who cares whose block is what? But listen, guys, it ain't worth it. I'm just saying it because if these allegations or anything is true, you know, without me, you know, implicating anybody, I just want to say, brothers, you guys could get money together, could be on the same corner, and when you could be on one side of the block and the other one could be on the other side of the block, and you won't bother each other. Mm-hmm. I'm just telling y'all to get it together because if I know about it, the feds know about it. Sure. And trust me, this is a federal thing we're talking about. When you were talking about 100 shots, the feds come. We did that in front of Hot 97. It was only 27 shots, and the feds came.
Who said we?
Well, I was not there. Not we. Thank you. Thank you. Slipping up. Yo, who punched you in your eye, Sonny?
No, nobody punched me in
your eye. Was he Haitian?
It definitely,
you can't even see it. It's like some
definitely like an old lady nail hit you. Right? Yeah. Old lady nail.
He
like,
trying to get that discount at the fleet.
No. Joe Budden on camera almost got it. Joe Budden's in camera. Raekwon was very funny. That was not bars.
He slapped him.
But Joe got bars, though. That you can't, front on. Listen,
didn't he
listen.
Battle someone like legit?
Listen, I don't care. You can meet Joe Budden and beat him up. That's great. Yeah, whatever. But when he go in there,
he got bars.
That boy know what he doing. I'm bigging you up, Joe Budden. Mm-hmm. God damn it.
And he got Sin Santana.
And he relax.
Relax, booty man.
And Joe Budden, you know this. At first, I thought he was super thirsty, but he was the only one that went at Drake and Meek. While Drake and Meek is beefing, he went at both. Let's make some noise with Joe Budden, goddamn. He wasn't disrespectful. He was like Joe had a certain way about. I'm talking about Joe Buttons, by the way. Had a certain way about. He went at both of them, Meek and Drake, and it was respectful, but it was with bars. It was with bars, bro. And I think that's always respectful as a person in hip hop. I gotta salute my hat to Joe Buttons for that because he kept it. He always keeps it hip hop. Sometimes I feel like he jumps the gun. Sometimes I feel like he just be wanting to rhyme too much. So he'll just make a fake beef.
Well, that's what's keeping it.
He does got bars.
And what the fuck's up with Migos jumping and Sean Kingston?
I'm gonna have to ask you to come over here. We can't hear you from over there, bro.
Okay, Drink Champs was
Migos jump Sean Kingston.
And Migos jump Sean Kingston.
I don't even know what that's about.
And then Sean Kingston got on TV.
Hey, he was quoted on saying, I couldn't get my set up.
Yo, why did he say that?
Because he didn't have a good Haitian around him. Like, Sean Kingston got to relax.
He got to relax.
But does anybody know what that's about? There saying, yeah, I was the shooter. Like,
anybody know what that's about? Nobody knows what that's about?
Soulja Boy
and Migos shit.
Yeah,
oh, it's going back to the Soulja Boy shit?
I think Sean Kingston and Soulja Boy live together. Pause.
He said,
not like that.
He said, Migos slept over. I know his mom. His mom knows me. I know his mom. But they jumped me fast. And I couldn't get my set up.
He can't get
he must have been some Haitians.
He said he thought he was going to talk.
They move in fast.
He said he thought he was going to talk. They came out. There was no talking.
He mad at that Sean Kingston.
Haitians don't talk, baby.
So beautiful, Sean. That's why.
Just deliver.
Relax, Eddie. Yeah, we don't know what you're talking about.
Yeah, he's talking about eating ass. So that's all he's talking about.
Yeah, that was wild. Migos, y'all way too rich. Y'all got way... leave Sean Kingston alone. All right, big up Migos as well.
Keep it
bad
and
bougie,
Sean baby.
Kingston. But your
keep
man, I'm going to have to ask y'all relax. We're going to, these beef and hip-hop is retarded.
Keep it on wax, fellas.
You never see Haitians beefing on hip hop.
Relax.
Never.
Relax.
You trying to be the ambassador to Haiti or something?
Yes, I am.
Yo, you know they say you get pink eye by, you know, sniffing Dolph ass.
I don't have pink eyes. I don't have pink eye.
Yo, your eye look like you sniffed Dolph ass. I'm just throwing it out.
You got a purple eye right now, homie.
Did you say Dolph or
Dolph? Like a dwarf.
Okay, dwarf, right now. Yeah.
Like a little person?
Yeah, a little person.
Your girl falls on the pillow? That's why you get
that. I had an ear irritation from my lungs.
You have an ear irritation in your eyeball?
Ear.
Yeah, you know you're old as fuck when you got a baldy, but it's still gray. Like, it's a baldy.
Respect my grownness, and you gonna respect my conglomerate. That's it.
You know what we might start trying to do? We might start trying to get Drink Champs a number for the fans to call. Now we got all what we're gonna do. Yeah, we're gonna try to get a landline, maybe here. And
then we'll tweet the moment.
Exactly.
Eddie don't pick up.
The only thing is
Eddie's phone. No way.
My cell phone.
Eddie, what kind of phone?
It's a cocaine straw.
What kind of phone you got?
Your phone just always make me like miserable every time I look at it.
I'm on the iPhone.
Let me see. I've never seen
you. He's on Metro PCS.
Your phone's
iPhone 18.
I usually look at your phones and just be miserable. Like, I have a bad day.
I'm not looking at seven like y'all niggas, but I'm up there. I used to look at 84 and be like, life is a bad. He's got the four. An iPhone 4. Nah, I got the 4E. Little dog. Metro PCS, man. How we doing on time? We're gonna take a couple phone calls real quick. We'll take a couple phone calls and we'll be right back.
Welcome to Play It, a new podcast network featuring radio and TV personalities talking business, sports, tech, entertainment, and more. Play it at play.it.
We're back to Drink Champs Radio with rapper N.O.R.E. and DJ EFN.
Right now, this famous beat battle that went down, there's no way I could go through without getting both of these brothers on the phone.
That'd be crazy.
I don't want just Swiss. I don't want just
both of them.
I want both of them. So right now, we're gonna try Swiss right now. Come on, let's get to it. Yo, right now we got my good friend on the phone, Swiss Beats. What's going on, my brother?
Ain't nothing, you know. Live from Shanghai, working on this no commissions.
Yeah.
Get back to giving, you know, continue giving back to the people.
Now you got to
creativity.
You got to describe to us this battle. It looked so classic. You had Instagram lit. You shut down Instagram. So how did this happen? Describe this to us.
Well, I think you pretty much started a lot of this back up.
Damn.
Me and Kanye had some fun on Summer Jam.
Mm-hmm.
And then you asked me how, you know, who was the other people that was reached out.
Mm-hmm.
And then I mentioned a couple of names, just being one. And he felt that
just
nobody reached out to him. He even told me that he didn't, nobody reached out to him. So I said, cool. And then, you know, he went on Instagram and he said his feeling. He said what he felt, which is all fun and love. And I said what I felt, which is all fun and love. And then I ended up doing an interview with him for something that he's doing, because it's love, you know what I'm saying? So he wanted me to do something. I was in a little bit of a mix of doing other things. I was like, you know what, it's just, let me just make some time to just make his interview happen for whatever he's doing with his show, with the producing stuff.
Right.
And then he brought up how him and his friend been trying to take me out since Money Cash Hold. I was like, man, y'all really been on this for a minute. He was like, but it was all love, though. He was just...
Nah, I appreciate that. I appreciate y'all kept it love. I appreciate y'all kept it hip-hop. But now everybody's talking about this. Is that a DMX record featuring Nas, Hove, and Jadakiss?
I mean, that's a record off my album.
Woo!
That's one of my joints. It's not even going... It's gonna happen in a different order. You know what I'm saying? I just knew he was coming with PSA, and I just knew I had to call my bag. Like, he just, you know, it wasn't no rules to the war. So
did Hov say he had to switch his bucket list every 6 months? Jesus.
Yeah.
Yeah, you heard me, Swiss?
What'd you say?
I said, did Hov say he gotta switch his bucket list every 6 months? Jesus.
Yeah. But what I love that when we sparked for hip hop, I could feel that the people felt it, you know, and that's why I said the people won. The people won that day.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? The people won that day. We did the battle in less than 24 hours of talking about it.
Yes, y'all did. Yes, y'all did.
Like we didn't make people go through the politics of the pay-per-views and all this stuff here. You ain't let the politics get in the way of the creativity. Right. And that's how hip-hop started. You know, that's how hip-hop got to a level where we able to eat from it. It became from us taking something that we, you know, that you felt you was fresh. You felt somebody else felt that it was fresh. And then the people decided who was the best. You know what I'm saying?
Yes, sir.
But, for me, the people won.
Yep. Well, Swiss, we want to thank you. We want to let you get back to your Shanghai business. You got pools in the background. We respect you. We appreciate you. And thank you for taking the time out to call on the Drink Champs.
Yeah, we got more battles coming up. I think I want to do Timberland versus Scott Storch.
Woo!
Beat Rock versus Premier.
Woo!
You know,
we got to be on the sidelines, yeah. Right? Yeah, commenting on it. Joint, yeah.
You know, so, but, you know, let's see if everybody keep it fun as me and Just did. You know what I'm saying? It's only right.
Definitely.
And once again, Nori, Drink Champs, thank you for being a part of this. That's why, you know, I'm here talking now, because I wasn't really doing no interviews about what we think. People already, you know, had their fun and you know what I'm saying? Like, let it just ride.
Right.
But you was a part of bringing this to life and putting it on my Just radar, which came back to my radar, which came back to the people. So, you know, salute you and your Drink Champs for being a part of history, man.
Well, thank you very much, Swiss, man. Let's make some noise for Swiss. Yeah. We got look, right here. Look, we ain't bullshitting. Yo, so have some fun in Shanghai, man. Keep representing hip hop. We love you, brother. Peace.
All right, man. Love.
Peace. Okay. We just had the Swiss conversation. Crazy. We have to, with no equivocations. I learned that word in Independence Day. No, not Independence Day.
The movie?
It's the wrong word.
Using it. Was that a Caucasian?
It was.
Is that the right way to say that word?
Enemy of the state. You know that.
Is that the wrong pronunciation?
I
love my wife
with no equivocations. I say, I don't know what that means, but it sounds buttery.
You'll take it.
No equivocations. So, with no equivocations, we got to get to Just Blaze. Let's get to it, man. Just answer your phone.
Hello?
Can I speak to Justin Blaze and the Blazettes?
Yo, what up,
bro? What's going on? We want a Drink Champs. Make some noise for Just Blaze. Yeah. So, Just Blaze, you guys just took place in one of the most monumental things in hip hop. I want to know how did this happen? How did this happen, Just?
Well, I know obviously you guys were talking a couple of weeks ago. Uh-huh. You know, he told the story about how he had reached out to me and a few other people, and Ye was the only one that took him up on the challenge. I never got that challenge.
You know, in all fairness, he never said your name. Our engineer Hazardous Sound said your name, and then he just said yeah. So, but it was a mistake. It was actually a mistake, but we didn't correct the mistake because we got some great hip hop out of it.
Yeah, so, you know, I was getting questioned yesterday by name. So, you know, this is all fun. You know, we just on Twitter cracking jokes. I'm like, yeah, I'll be there. Right. You know, yeah, I would have did it. So then it just so happened that we were hanging out. Me and Swiss was hanging out on Wednesday. This past Wednesday.
Uh-huh.
Just kicking it in the studio. So that came up again. So we just decided, all right, let's do it on Friday.
Man, yo.
That's pretty much it. We had no plan. There was no idea. We actually had a little bit of a plan. Which is why things got off to a shaky start a little bit in the beginning, because we had a plan that, due to technical issues, we couldn't roll with.
Right.
So if you remember, we was initially talking about three sounds or four sounds or five sounds, yeah. Whatever it was, and that's it. Make you know, like it was gonna be all new music. We had some technical issues at the last moment, so we kind of just had to go off of whatever catalog he had on his computer, or whatever catalog I had on my computer. And but yeah, it was great. It was fun for hip hop. It was one of those things that we knew it would be big. We didn't know it would become a moment in the way that it did.
Yo, man, let me just tell you something. On behalf of hip-hop, I would like to thank both of you brothers. We just had Swiss call in from Shanghai, and we wanted to thank you because, you know, what y'all did, y'all shut down Instagram. You had everybody from Puff Daddy to whoever on there watching y'all. And I think what y'all did was phenomenal for hip-hop, and I think that we've been trying this to do this since we started Drink Champs. It's like when we get artists to talk about other artists, it's not in a disrespectful form. It's in a form that... a competitive way, you know what I'm saying? And you guys embrace that. You represented what Drink Chance represents, excuse me. And I just wanted to take the time out to say thank you to you because you guys gave us a wonderful night.
Thank you, and I appreciate y'all, because if it wasn't for that, you know, the mistake that your engineer made, we're trying to make the response we got was so crazy, like, not even when we were on the air, but when we first announced it, like, every major network, you know, cable networks were calling, magazines were calling, you know, web portal, you know, it was just, people were trying to get in on it, and that's why we purposely said no.
Right.
We're going to do this direct new Instagram live for the people, direct to y'all. There's no middleman, there's no director, there's no producer. If there's a problem or a mistake or anything happens, you're going to get that raw a lot.
Right.
And that was giving us the idea. Like, so many people are now talking about who could be versus who. Like, I have a group text that's happening right now, but literally it's like every producer you could ever think of that's happening right now. Everybody's talking about collaborating. You know, different ideas for albums, and it's like people are, you know, most of us as producers in general are cool,
right?
But there's literally a iMessage thread right now with 32 producers,
wow,
all sitting there collaborating, and it all came about from that night.
That's what I'm talking
about. Everybody started jumping on iMessage on a group chat, and the ideas just started flowing. So it's about to be a beautiful thing. I think we sparked something inadvertently that's going to be bigger than bigger than us, for sure.
Well, congratulations, and tell them producers I need beats too for no reason. But Just Blaze, I want to thank you once again, man. Drink Champs, thank you, and we also need you to come up here on Drink Champs. We understand that you don't drink, but it's okay. We're going to drink Zambuca that day.
Come to Miami, I got you.
All right, Justin, have a wonderful day, man. Thank you once again.
Likewise,
all right, peace. Yes. You know, we talking superior hip-hop. It's only right we get one of the hip-hop kings. If he's not a billionaire, he's damn near a couple of dollars away.
Like three.
Like four. Maybe seven. Let's get him on the phone.
Let's go.
A
little bit.
Hello?
Yo.
Yo, what's going on? We got Puff Daddy in the building. Make some noise! Yo, Puff, I know you got a busy day, so I just wanted to ask you, like, what does it feel right now with hip-hop? You know, with the battle with Just Blaze and Swiss Beats. Is hip-hop feeling good again?
It's feeling like it's getting to the talent, sure. You know? It's getting to the artistry, and, you know, if you got it, you got it. If you don't, you don't. You know, when you're dealing with
fuck.
I was trying to hang up on Puff Daddy.
Oh, man, I was trying to... I was trying to forward Swiss, because Swiss is calling in. My bad.
Yeah, he hung up on Diddy.
Yeah, my bad. My phone hung up. My bad.
You want to call the crib?
Nah, we good right here. We good, because we be done real fast, but you loving how hip-hop feel.
Yeah, I'm just loving it. I'm loving how it feels. A lot of smoke and mirrors are coming down, and people are having to really... you know, step up on their talents. And, you know, competition is good. You know, I just think competition is good. And it's good when it's done in the sport and in the art of things. And I think that everything you're seeing is about the art.
Mm.
And, you know, you a lot of people could talk it, but a lot of people can't live it.
Mm.
So I've always loved that part of hip-hop. Mm. That part of, you know, where it's about the talent speaking for itself. And so, you know, I encourage any of it as long as it stays positive, you know?
Right. Now, what's... because Bad Boy been a little quiet. So what's Bad Boy's plans for 2017?
Right now, you know, we're just taking it day by day, trying to just really find that record that means something and make that music and that body of work. That's what it's always been. It's always been on trying to raise the bar. And so, you know, over the years, we've been doing less, you know, in order to make sure that we do the right thing. So, you know, we have, you know, my son coming out, Christian.
The Future. We have this Cassie album. We have this French Montana album, which is really, really, really his best work. I have to say, his French Montana album is his best work. Is his best work. We drop a single in a week. We just had a number one record with MGK.
That's right.
We just had Janelle Monáe, you know, in two of the biggest movies.
Yeah.
So, you know, our work still speaks for itself. Even when we quiet, we still, you know, out here touching the culture. And, you know, also another thing, Bad Boy just at this point in time can't just be represented with records. You know, we have to also be kind of looked at as the impact that we're having in our other businesses. So we have Deleon Tequila. You know, that's a hit record. That's a hit record.
Yeah, we love it.
We got Mango out.
Right.
We got another brand new thing coming out that I'm about to drop. So, you know, we diversify. We making music, but we also buying these companies. And, you know, I'm going from being on the stage to becoming a stage. So it's about being that platform. And with Revolt, being able to put, you know, young people on and have them do their thing. And so, you know, that's our new hit record. Right. If you eating, then we all eating and we all shining. So, you know, it's just a different type of feel for Bad Boy right now.
Dope. You said something just so dope to me yesterday. You said you want to be known for getting the most money with hood people.
Yeah, I just want to be known for, at the end of the day, you start wanting to get the money. Then after you get it, you know, if you're not helping others to get it, then when you leave, you don't leave a legacy behind. And so, you know, for me, you know, I like having fun.
Yes, you do.
So I know when everybody's getting money and we all fight for the bill, I know we having fun. I know bills are getting paid and orthodontists and college tuitions is getting paid and everybody's feeling good. And so I want to be known for as the cat that came into the game and got the most money with the most people and was able to, you know, help the most families out instead of just being the guy that was the richest or the billionaire, the zillionaire, whatever that is. That's just a title. You
right.
know what I'm saying?
Right.
When you're affecting lives in a positive way and you're getting money with people, everybody eating. So that's where I'm at.
That's what's up, Puff. And make some noise for Puff Daddy, goddammit. Yeah, thank you, Puff, man. I'll hit you up later, man. Enjoy your night. Thank you.
I love.
All right, appreciate that. Peace. All right, cool. We got
three. Yo.
Joe Crack TS, you live on the podcast. Drink Chance Family. Make some noise.
Sidekick over there.
Yeah. So
answer
nothing. I'm not answering you.
I'm
not answering you.
The only reason I answered is I didn't want you in an emergency.
No. I'm not even asking about the female thing, but what I will ask you about is how did you feel about Swiss Beats and Just Blaze battle? Or how was hip hop feeling?
Man, I thought that battle was incredible. Somebody woke me up.
Right.
Matter of fact, my man Lavelle from Nike. Woke me up. It was like, yo, B, look at the battle. It's going down on Instagram. Me personally, I haven't seen nothing like that in years. That thing was amazing.
Wow. And what did Swiss say he won the battle? Timberland against Scott Storch right now?
Yeah.
Swiss said he's trying to battle Timberland against Scott Storch right now. What do you think about that, Joker?
That'd be a serious battle, man. I mean, what do you want me to tell you? That's you're talking about a serious one.
Wow.
You know what I mean? I don't know, you know, Swiss boy, he had a little bit more personality. You know what I mean? Just Blaze, you know, he played that joint. He played them joints, but you know, Swiss got that personality. You know what I'm saying? But for the most part, I thought it was super dope for hip-hop.
Yeah, I thought it was dope.
I thought that was dope.
Yeah, I thought it was dope for hip-hop, too, man. Joe Crack, thank you for checking in with the Drink Chance. Make some noise.
Plomo in stores
In stores right now. In stores right now. And we ain't going to ask you about the girl.
Not on Plomo in stores now.
In stores right now. Joe, we hit you up later. We ain't gonna ask you about the drama.
All right,
unless you wanna say something.
Nah.
Yeah,
I got it.
Unless you wanna say something.
Brand new.
new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen, brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3 bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.
You purr at me and I feel complete. Then you come at me like the Wolverine. And even though you often turn your back on me, our love goes deeper than a submarine. No, I don't want clay dust inside of you, or chemicals in the place you poo. In my arms or in your box, our love will be pure.
World's best cat litter for the world's best cat.